what's a kind of insect that it's got two pairs of real shiny wings? It's supposed to eat mosquitoes.
I don't know.
What's an insect that you see around damp places? It's a real graceful sort of thing.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of dragonfly or snake doctor?
I heard dragonfly, but I don't know him when I see him.
Do you ever hear of mosquito hawk?
No.
What's an insect that hops around in the grass?
Toad frog?
Or an insect?
Grasshopper? Grasshopper?
Have you ever heard them called hoppergrass?
No.
And if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling in the corner you might find a...
cobweb, spiderweb.
What's the difference?
None.
Would you call it a cobweb if it's outside?
Yeah.
And what kinds of insects will sting you?
Wasp, bee, yellow jacket.
Where does the yellow jacket build its nest?
Under some shed and under the edge of the house.
Uh-huh. Talk about the wasp, talk about several of those. You talk about several
nests
of
wasps.
And insect that builds a nest like this, kind of a paper nest that hangs like that.
Bee?
Okay. Do you ever hear hornets?
Yeah.
The head ones around here?
Yeah.
What are they like?
They hit you there like you know. They got a powerful sting. They worse than a bee.
The
hornet?
Uh-huh. Is it more like a bee or a wasp?
More like a bee.
What's something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
They dabble.
Do they sting?
Yeah.
And something a tiny red insect could get on you if you went through.
They ain't.
Or to get it down in your skin.
Get them in the glass. I can't think. Can't think of them right now.
Do you ever hear chigger or jigger or red bug?
Yeah, red bug. Red bug.
That's what you used to call it?
Yeah. You can't see them.
Huh?
You can't see them, but you can feel them.
How do you get rid of them?
Some kind of ointment on alcohol. So.
The part of the tree that grows under the ground is called the
root.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what some of them are?
Sassafras. Yeah, sassafras tea.
What do people take it for?
Fever, like, it's, well, actually, it's a most of your herbs and your roots like that are actually the same medicine as you get in the drugstore today, but they're just in a crude form.
Mm-hmm.
And some medicines, they aren't as strong. Some of those herbs aren't as strong as they are in the drugstore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And where man goes, they go the most concentrated method,
mm-hmm.
the cheapest method.
The kind of tree that you tap for syrup, you call that a...
it's a sick.
Uh-huh. It grows up north.
I don't know nothing about it.
What kinds of trees grow around here?
Pine, oak, redwood, dogwood tree, your white oak. This is it. The average tree will grow here.
What's the kind of tree that's got long white limbs and white scaly bark you sort of peel off? It's got broad leaves.
A white oak.
Do you ever hear
cotton oak?
What about sycamore?
Sycamore.
Uh-huh.
Does
that
grow
up here?
Yeah, sycamore.
What's a tree that's the symbol of the South? It's got big white flowers, real shiny green leaves.
Magnum.
And the kind of tree George Washington cut down.
Cherry tree.
Huh?
Cherry tree.
And kind of a bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers that blooms in late spring.
Talking about zebra?
What's something that's kind of like that, only bigger?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear spoonwood or spoonhunt or laurel or rhododendron?
Heard of rhododendron.
What's that like?
I don't know.
And a kind of a bush or shrub that turns bright red in the fall. It's got clusters of berries on it.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear sumac or shumac? What kinds of berries would people get around here?
Blackberries, dewberries.